There's your rooster crow. That's a sign. It's the start of another Rosie on the House Saturday morning radio broadcast. Good morning, Arizona. You are tuned in to the 26-year Arizona Saturday morning tradition at 10 o'clock here. Coming up in a couple hours, we are going to be talking something I don't think we've ever covered with a guest in studio, antique furniture restoration. It doesn't have to be antique, but just furniture in general. They do specialize in antiques, and the Irwins of Irwin Furniture also do museum work. So they are trusted by museanites. What would you call them? I don't know.
Museum directors.
Museum directors. And your mic's not on. And
Arizona homeowners all over Arizona.
9 o'clock is the open hour where we take any questions about what you are working on this weekend. And it all starts off right here in the 8 o'clock hour outside. It is the second Saturday of the month. So we are talking landscape design. And in today, more design correction as it relates to flood correction.
That is correct, Romy.
Good morning, Mr. Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation is in with us. And you can join us as well at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Behind the glass, Jennifer, Rosie's wife, is waiting to take your calls.
And we're here
to answer your questions.
We're here. Haven't seen that downpour yet to create surface water issues. So far,
nothing significant, not yet.
Not here.
True.
We've heard there's been some great cloud bursts in other parts of the state that just really came down heavy. Heavy hail reports from Hannigan Meadow and Alpine.
And there was a video of a trash driver in Flagstaff videoing. I mean, he couldn't even get half his trash done because the trash bins were floating away.
Oh, man. Good. Moisture. I think it is the number one most ignored product that builders, developers, and landscapers deal with.
And we find that in recent years, most of the developers get it right. The drainage is pretty good when the home is built and things are engineered. It's when landscape projects take place that the mistakes start getting made. And oftentimes we find ourselves going in and identifying the mistakes that were made and then correcting them. And boy, do we find plenty.
It's great when you can find it on the client's property. How about when you find it on the neighbor's property? He really doesn't care that it's causing a problem.
Well, there are rules there, depending upon the city and all and everything. There are very strict rules about interfering with the way water enters and exits a property, and it has to enter and exit in the same locations, and how you can direct it on the property. And in many cases, you know, if somebody makes some changes to that, to a wash or to a waterway, you may even need to have an engineer get involved and actually sign off on it. And it depends on the individual city. That's a little more complex.
Ideally, isn't it kind of the benchmark? The communities would like every drop of water that falls out of the sky above your property to stay on your property.
Retention.
That's where we're talking retention basins.
Correct. And if you have retention on your property, you're probably not going to want to interfere with that too much. Obviously, you want to make sure that if you had a really significant storm event that overwhelmed all that, that the water is going to keep going in the right direction, that it doesn't back up to a place, a bad place, like your living room or your garage or your pool. But
you don't want the spillway to be the garage door.
No. Sure. but you don't want to interfere with the retention. And you can check CCNR, some of the local cities have different requirements regarding percentages of retention and whatnot. So it's around town, it's a little individual. But in general, if you've got retention, you don't want to be filling it in or disabling it. You got to pay attention to that when you do the landscape design.
And I'd say Maricopa County doesn't really catch on to rain harvesting too much. Pinal, Tucson, they are big on rain harvesting.
Very much so.
Does that ever come into a factor of, you know what, instead of, we can't get a tractor back here, it's going to take three crews with shovels, and the labor hour on that you don't want to cover.
The
You'd
Egyptian
be better
method.
Off with some gutters and some rain harvesting equipment.
And I like the idea of passive rain harvesting. It's been known that with desert trees, many of the desert trees that we plant in our landscapes, if you can do some passive rain harvesting and bring water that falls on the property and off the roof and retain it within the drip line of those trees, and obviously have a plan so the water would continue on as it would need to if it were overwhelmed, but if you can keep some water under those trees, you can virtually support desert trees on rainfall.
It's
Just through free water, passive.
Which is what they've done by themselves.
And you can do some really pretty and creative landscape elements, dry washes, arroyos, and some swaling and contouring of the soil to bring the water into the area, have a place for it to continue going, but add some really interesting elements, some dimension to the landscape, and do some good for the trees.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to talk anything landscape design, or if you've got a grading question that you'd like to have addressed, it is your time to call in. Again, 1-888-767-4348. We had mentioned earlier, if it's somebody else's property or somebody else has done something that's now affecting yours, and the neighbor doesn't want to cooperate, what is the next step that that homeowner should take? Because water is the biggest cause of damage to Arizona homeowners, and a lot of times when people come or builders come, this year is a perfect example. We had 4 months earlier this year without rain.
Nothing.
It's easy to think, well, I don't have to worry about it.
It's not going to be a problem. And that's what we're talking about this morning, because, the rains are coming, and it's a good idea to assess to see if you're going to have any problems. Go out and look for blocked drain blocks. Think about any landscape changes you've made in this last season. Have you done anything to divert the water flow around the property? The eye can see a lot. Obviously, a consultation with a site transit can show what the eye can't see.
And if somebody does have a problem caused by a neighbor, is that something they contact us that's not cooperative? Do you contact the city building code, the drainage department? What are your next steps?
I would do the homework to see if you can see if there was something incorrect that was done. We've seen some very nightmarish situations, walls being constructed and things done that caused interference with the water flow on the property and yes, created some really serious issues. I would say, yes, I'd go first to the city to see if you can discern if something was done wrong, and then, contact the city and contact the owner of the property that's causing the problem that you think's happening and kind of go from there.
And how much water, 7 inches of rain, is what we average in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So if you calculate 7 inches, you do your cube math, take your property. I mean, that's a lot of water. You don't think about just how much that is at that time. And we don't have the kind of soil that really absorbs a lot. It sheds very fast.
It's clay-like. Very clay-like. And if you get a good rain and saturates it, of course, boom, the instant you have another rain, it just runs right off. So very clay-like soil. And water's heavy. I mean, a gallon of water weighs 8 pounds. So you think about all that force involved, that's a lot of kinetic energy. You get all that water moving. That's why you don't cross streams when it's raining.
On that topic, that's what Chip would like to ask. We don't have a lot of basements in Arizona. He's one of those that are smart enough to have a basement. Tell us about your problem, Chip.
Well, I've got a basement. I live in Arizona, so a basement is kind of rare, but I've got a basement. The house is about 50 years old.
Ooh.
But the soil is pretty, it's a clay-type soil. So when I got the house from my grandpa, he was really heavily watering the grass, and my guess is that the water is kind of pooling in the clay and pushing up against the brick, because I'm starting to get a cracking in the brick walls of the basement. So my question is, I've read about doing an excavation around the basement and filling it in with pea gravel to kind of create a natural drain where the water wouldn't push up against the wall. So I was curious if you guys have run into that at all, or what you know about that.
I have encountered properties that had basements where water was not properly directed away from the house, and so it would accumulate by the house and cause problems.
Yeah.
When you're getting into dealing with a structure and damage like that, I think it's time to bring in a structural engineer at that point. We need to go another step here. This is not something I'd treat casually and just start digging holes and putting rock in the ground. This is time to have a plan and have an engineer sign off on this as, yes, this is going to work if I do the following things. So I would reach out and find a structural engineer that you could talk to that could help you with that.
Okay.
And at rosieonthehouse.com, they're not a structural engineer, but Arizona Foundation Solutions does work with a number of structural engineers throughout the state. So they can that would be my first call, getting a hold of them. When we're talking, obviously, water being the biggest, it's the lack of water and the inconsistency that's the problem that we have. When the clays do get wet, a lot of times they expand, or you got a roof up on top of your house and you've got the asphalt shingles and it's baking and baking and baking, and all of a sudden gets cooled really quick by the raindrop. It's that quick contrast that
the expansion and contraction.
It creates most of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
When we're looking at drainage around the foundations of a home and you start seeing spalling, what do y'all have someone you work with that you bring in, or is that something that y'all can address as well when you notice that, you know, this problem is creating some spalling on your foundation?
When we're getting into the structure, obviously, we being landscape contractors, we work in the landscape. So, mm-hmm. But we have a number of builders, licensed general contractors that we can go to talk to about what they need to do to solve the problem. So we would refer a general contractor at that point if you're working on the structure itself.
And to ultimately do it correctly, you would work ahead of that problem. And I guess that's where I was trying to lead
that's where
the
we come
homeowner
in, yes.
to.
And
if
you know,
you've noticed this problem and you haven't seen right. any, or you've noticed this ponding and you're like, well, I don't see any problems. Well, it,
you know, is it closer than 10 feet to the house? is there a good drainage away from the house? Do we have some stem wall showing? You don't want to have any soil built up against the stem wall. The basics. Start with the basics first, and just a visual inspection. You know, go around, and if you've got soil piled up against the foundation of your house to the point where it's above the stem wall, or worse yet, raised planters built up against a structure with soil in them and plant material in them, that's just an opportunity for water to get into the structure and cause all kinds of havoc. So, you know, need to address that and possibly even take something out or redo something or undo something.
And managing the water flow is a heck of a lot more affordable than correcting a foundation problem.
Fixing the problems, right, right,
for sure. And, you know, the other thing besides water, the Casa Grande Dispatch just this week had an article about all the wind damage that Casa Grande experienced earlier this week. It came through pretty hard. And the wind damage would be the other area of preparing your landscape, preparing it against the damage of a wind event. And we'll cover that right after this break. Y'all stay tuned.